Elaine Bankston has loved making art since she was a child. Now that she has a child of her own, she wants to use her art to help him learn the Inupiaq language. Bankston is an Utqiagvik artist who recently received the Rasmussen Award to create a workbook that will do just that. She will spend a year designing and illustrating a primer for children that teaches the Inupiaq alphabet and numbers. Bankston says her 4-year-old son, Kahalijauk, was her inspiration for the project.
It all kind of started with creating for him and being able to use those resources.
Bankston says she's still on her own language learning journey. She practices speaking with elders and uses dictionaries and the Rosetta Stone app. But Bankston says children learn differently than adults, and she wanted to create educational materials that cater to the youngest learners.
You start kindergarten, you have the whole workbook, you're learning the alphabet, the numbers, the colors, and we have all that in English, but I'm like, what if we had that in Inupiaq?
Bankston says some resources for learning in Inupiaq are available through the North Slope Borough School District, but she says regular parents might not have access to them.
It's really born out of necessity. I'm sure there are resources out there, but they're not something you can just go pick up at the store or buy online.
Bankston's project is just one example of the language revitalization efforts in the region. 2 years ago, the school district restarted its Inupiaq immersion program. And a few years before that, Alaska Native linguists created a digital Inupiaq dictionary. And when the popular puzzle game Wordle took off across the country, local linguists and enthusiasts created an Inupiaq version.
We've been making big strides recently. You know, with the history of it, it's definitely a dying language, but I think it's important we keep it alive.
Bankston says everyone can do their part to preserve the language, and the workbook is just one step for her. In Anchorage, I am Alena Naiden.